The budget's due to be announced tomorrow. It's expected that working families could benefit from a tax-free childcare allowance worth up to £2,000 per child, but not for stay-at-home mums. The new scheme, first outlined last year, will be brought in from 2015-16. The maximum parents will be able to claim is to rise by £800 through childcare vouchers. So, here's the question. Is it fair that parents who decide to stay at home will not be getting the tax-free breaks, where someone who works and pays for their childcare will? Geoffrey Peel with us today. Morning, Geoffrey.
Morning, Stephen.
Good morning. And Heidi McAlpine. Morning, Heidi.
Good morning.
What do you think, Geoffrey?
Well, I think it's a good thing that they're proposing, giving working parents a tax break. But it just seems to me illogical that if a partner stays at home to look after the children, that the tax break isn't made available to them. Because after all, this policy is in effect providing a tax incentive to people who buy third-party childcare, but it doesn't apply to mums who decide to stay at home and look after their children. It seems to me that the burden of tax on working parents is excessively high. You know, the government could do some much simpler things than having these sort of complex childcare provisions, such as giving the opportunity to transfer tax allowances between two working parents. So if one working parent goes out to work, that parent can take advantage of the tax allowances that the other parent can't take advantage of.
Heidi?
Well, I can't claim to know as much about the tax system as Jeff, although, you know, I'm in it. But it seems bizarre to me that somebody, a parent, whether it's a mother or a father, not just a mother, if they decide not to work and bring up their child, why should they get a tax break, which other people are getting because they're basically using that money to pay a business to look after their child while they are working? They're in the tax system, they're earning money, and they're paying tax back into the coffers. It's all about keeping the money flowing in the economy. So, you know, if you choose not to work or you don't work for a reason that you can't overcome, but nevertheless you're at home with your child or children, then you're already getting tax concessions, you're getting child benefit, and why should you also be getting money that somebody else is getting? They're not getting it into their bank account, by the way. That money is going towards paying for their child's childcare, and the childcare is always going to cost more than you're getting in tax breaks. So you do have to be a working parent in order to draw that down.
But that's simply not the case, because there are many mothers who go out to work, and the amount that they earn barely covers the cost of childcare. So therefore,
is this not going some way to addressing that, Jeff?
No, it doesn't, because the fact is that if that mother who goes out to work gets a salary and the salary barely covers the cost of childcare, then decides to return home, they suffer more by doing that than they would do if they went out to work and paid the cost of third-party childcare. So it doesn't.
I agree that there is a real imbalance in society here, and I really resent this constantly being on the mother's shoulders. It's a parent's responsibility these days, mother and father, assuming they're both there in the house bringing up the child together. It's quite sexist to say the mother going out and the mother staying at home.
Well,
but nevertheless, I agree that childcare has never cost more, and actually grandparents and family members in this modern society are having to shoulder some of the responsibility of bringing up the grandchildren to save the parents' money who decide or need to go out to work. And if that gap is narrower and narrower because they're paying money out towards childcare, then yes, these tax breaks are great. But if the woman chooses or is staying at home and bringing up their child, they're benefiting from being at home with their child, spending time with their child, nurturing their child in a way that probably is benefiting their child in a different way from the child going out to childcare provision.
And therefore they should be able to transfer their tax allowances to the partner who goes out to work. That's a very, very simple solution to this problem.
But the economy can't afford to constantly be giving tax breaks to different people in society.
Oh, wait a minute, Heidi, you're going off on a strange tangent here. The economy absolutely can afford tax breaks. You refer to this is an opportunity for the government to reduce the tax burden on people, and also at the same time reduce the amount of spending on ludicrous schemes and jobs that often are not necessary.
Surely tax breaks are to encourage people to go out and get employment, be employed, and pay money back into the system because they're out working. They are providing in society their working power, and then they're paying money back into the tax coffers. A woman or a man staying at home bringing up a child isn't earning money.
Oh, that is ridiculous. That is ridiculous, because a parent staying at home rearing a child creates a job for somebody else to take. A parent staying at home is performing a job of work. Because, frankly, if they're spending on third-party childcare the equivalent of a salary, that means that it's a job freed up for somebody else. And to argue against that is pointless. It's ridiculous.
When they go out to
they're
work,
a great
not only are they
society.
Paying money back into the tax system because they're working, they're also working and earning money themselves and paying that into the economy, and they're also paying a childcare provider a salary.
Yes, but I make the point again, Heidi, that if they do not go out to work and they take the burden of childcare themselves, that means it frees up a position, it frees up a job for someone else to take. They're not taking it. Therefore, it's absolutely neutral. This is an opportunity here for the government to provide a tax break to women or men who choose to rear children at home. And therefore, there's an opportunity cost. They're unable to earn a salary, and that makes available another job to someone else to take up who are in different circumstances.
Here's Maureen in New Mosley. Hello, Maureen.
Morning, Stephen.
Go ahead, Maureen.
Well, Stephen, to me, they want it all now. You stayed at home and reared your children and then went to work, or when they were up. But they want their fancy houses now. They want cars, they want holidays. It's want.
What are you trying to say? Who's they? Stay-at-home mums?
The mums that don't stay at home. They're working and then to pay childcare. If you know what I mean.
Yeah, but the point is, do you not recognise a stay-at-home mum as a proper job, as Geoffrey Peel says?
Of course it is. That's what I'm trying to say. Of course it is. It's more important you stay with your child. Until the child is older, and then go to work. But they want everything now. They want their careers, they want their children, they want their houses, they want their holidays, blah, 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 blah.
It is true that you can't have everything. You just can't.
And
can't.
Declan, you're a stay-at-home dad. Thanks for calling us. What do you think?
I run a business from home as well, as look after my children. And I just wonder where I stand in all this.
What do you mean?
Well, you're on about giving tax breaks to parents who go out and work. Well, I do work from home, and I also look after my children. So,
well, you get no advantage from this, because the only way you would get an advantage would be if you were actually incurring the cost of childcare by another provider. So the fact that you're providing, you know, part-time childcare at the same time as doing a, you know, self-employed job means that you're not being given any break under this proposal at all.
I'm in that situation as well. And we both work from home and we also look after our children, and we know we're not going to get the benefit of this tax break, but I am okay with that, because what I lack in getting a tax break, I gain from being with my child and having a working day that is flexible enough for me and my husband both to do that. We're very, very lucky. We don't need additional tax breaks. You should cut your cloth according to what your life...
Your lifestyle... Your circumstances are very different, because if you had a situation where a mother or indeed a father decides to stay at home to look after children in order to allow another parent to go out and work and perhaps earn a higher salary, the argument is that that person should be allowed to transfer their tax allowance to the working parent. That is fair, that is equitable, because under
there's
the
no
proposed
and what you're saying is there's no tax allowance to transfer. Like, Jeff, I know what your philosophy is, correct me if I'm wrong, is that you know, the government takes less of your money and you decide how you spend your money.
Okay,
isn't that right?
We're out of time. Thank you, Geoffrey. Thank you, Heidi. Morning to you all. 08459 555 678.